This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, to our ER room workers and hospital workers, to our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check us out at our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, to all the stations and all the listeners we have in the Gulf of Mexico, from Alabama to Mississippi to Louisiana to Texas, you are on alert. You're paying attention to what's going on, because if not, then you better be, because sometime tonight, Monday night, late Monday night, Tropical Storm Marco will be making a knock on your door somewhere over there, basically around New Orleans west to the Texas border. Not exactly sure where yet, but interest in the New Orleans area, and our affiliate there, you know who I'm talking about, interest in the New Orleans area, Slidell as well, you need to be paying close attention to this storm. Now, right now, Kyle, it's a tropical storm, what we call a big tropical storm with winds that will eventually get up to hurricane strength. However, it's got rain, lots of rain. It's got a storm surge, which is going to be a problem for the low-lying areas. Now, the wind may or may not be a problem, at least on the first storm, because for the first time ever, we're going to have two hurricanes in the Gulf at the same time.
That's exactly right, Captain. This is a double whammy, and it is a very, very serious occurrence, because once one storm has already done what it's going to do, you have another one right on its heels, and that means that areas that have already been flooded could likely see even more flooding, or at least drastically increase the time it takes for those areas to drain away. And you talked about storm surge. Storm surge warning has been issued from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, of course, that the water can come up and it can be life-threatening. So people have to be ready and get out if they tell you.
And again, the rule of thumb, folks, is do not drive through floodwaters when you don't know how deep they are. It does not take but about 6 inches of rushing water to take your vehicle downstream or wherever it's going to take it. You have no control.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, again, heed the warnings and get out early if you can.
Now, Tropical Storm Laura, which is currently a tropical storm, but will be a Category 1, possibly Category 2 hurricane by the time it comes ashore, again, somewhere from New Orleans to Houston, don't know where exactly. Tropical storm conditions right now are going on across much of Cuba into Monday. Heavy rainfall likely across Cuba, Jamaica through Monday. These rains could cause mudslides, life-threatening flash and urban flooding. Tropical storm conditions are expected in the Dry Tortugas on Monday. In the meantime, tropical storm conditions are possible over the lower and middle Florida Keys on Monday, most of the day, as the storm moves out into the Gulf, into the much warmer water, and starts to churn and develop to a stronger storm. Now, while the details of the long-range track and intensity forecast remain uncertain, Laura is forecast to strengthen over the Gulf of Mexico, and there's an increasing risk of dangerous storm surge, even more so than what you're seeing with Marco. Wind and rainfall impacts along many of the portions of the U.S. Gulf Coast that were already struck by Marco. This is going to be the double whammy.
Exactly right, Captain. And you mentioned the idea that it would be very powerful. Well, it's supposed to go over an area called the Loop Current, and this is a deep, warm water coming out of the Northwest Caribbean Sea into the Southeast Gulf of Mexico, and that could really energize this storm.
Right. And to all my trucker friends that are traveling along I-10 right now, do not wait until tonight or Tuesday or Wednesday to detour off I-10. Do it now. If you're coming across from east to west or west to east, get up on I-20, get away far enough away from the storm, at least for the first 24 hours, to where you won't have to be concerned about anything other than a little bit of rain. But I would not get on I-10 later today, tonight, and tomorrow, and I certainly wouldn't be on it Wednesday night when this next storm, which is going to be probably a Category 2 hurricane, comes ashore. That would not be the place I'd want to be.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, as you said, now is the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, moving along, and we will be talking a lot more about that, the tropical storms, which will soon become hurricanes. We'll be talking a lot more about that as we get into the Trucker's Report. But we've got to take a break. It comes to music in my ear. And when we come back, boy, we got about three big, huge stories that all popped yesterday. Kellyanne Conway leaving the White House. Her husband leaving the pack that he's in. President Trump with amazing news about a coronavirus therapeutic treatment. And Kim Jong-un, what's going on there? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends, Pete and Seth Talbot from Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and it works for me. I have arthritis, and I found out with the arthritis that I can take a handful of pills if I want to take ibuprofen, if I want to take Aleve, or I can take a couple of packets of Relief Factor, and boom, it does the same thing and even more for my pains that I have thanks to arthritis. So, if you want something that's drug-free, if you want something that's convenient to take, supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you've got, also supports healthy joints and muscles, then why don't you check out Relief Factor by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. For $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start and be well on your way to having your problem solved. Now, it's an all-natural product. It comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. It's 100% drug-free, and simply put, it works for me, it'll work for you, and it'll get rid of the pain you got, too. So, relieffactor.com/captain, or give them a call at 800-500-8384. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Kellyanne Conway, in the midst of everything that's going on here, with a couple of months to go until the president gets elected, has announced she's leaving the White House at the end of the month. Now, there's more to the story. Her husband, George Conway, is going to leave the anti-Trump super PAC that he's a part of, the Lincoln Project, too. And I think it's all stemming as to what we saw happen late last week when the daughters letter or whatever it was that she published on Facebook got put out in the mainstream media for all to see. And I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back, because you do not mess with the children.
Well, exactly. And I think she had tweeted out, as I recall, something to the effect she was looking for emancipation. I think one of the daughters, she's 15
That's
years
right.
old.
That's right.
Yeah, so looking for emancipation, which in, you know, the idea of cult of being an emancipated minor, you can get rights attributed to being someone who's 18 or older, that kind of thing. But obviously, this is clearly a domestic, you know, family issue. There's a lot of stress, obviously, that goes on in this line of work, I'm sure, for Kellyanne Conway. I think it's important to remember, though, that she has been very successful, obviously, with the Trump campaign, came in and really, I think, kind of turned things around and was quite an architect in getting the president elected. However, when you have these kinds of family things occur and so forth, that in and of itself can be very, very stressful. So I think a lot of people are going to applaud her for wanting to take the time and concentrate on her family. And in fact, in her statement, she talked about the idea that, you know, the kids are suffering greatly in this very, very stressful time. So hopefully everything will be okay for their family.
Well, that's obvious. And again, it's because of what I saw come out. And you saw the same story that I saw about the daughter. And right then and there, you went, uh-oh, there's trouble in paradise.
Well, exactly right. And so really, I think that this is going to be something that even the president will be able to say, look, here's someone who's obviously going to make a very, very difficult decision and turn away from being, you know, working in the White House and this kind of thing. So, again, I think a lot of people will applaud her decision. Even though it's a blow to the campaign, I'm sure, but there are more important things sometimes.
Now, Kim Jong-un has been reported to be very ill. A South Korean diplomat claims in a latest round of rumors that Kim Jong-un is actually in a coma. His sister is taking charge. And Kim Jong-un, last week we heard, gave his sister more responsibilities. This all may or may not be part of what's going on. We have no real way of knowing, do we?
Well, we really don't. Many times we are relying on especially people in South Korea who are watching the North very, very closely and being able to sort of read the tea leaves, as it were. But this is an extraordinary assessment, basically, that he's in a coma, obviously it's a major, major health emergency for 36-year-old Kim Jong-un, and what that means in terms of the ramifications of what could happen in the near term here are almost anybody's guess. But yes, his sister, you know, she's kind of known to be pretty pretty ruthless and this, you know, in her dealings, basically. So I think we may see some real news break out here pretty soon.
Well, her name is Kim Yo Jung, and we will soon know about her if any of this is true at all.
Exactly right. Because when this kind of instability hits, no matter what, even though he's, you know, ceded some of his power, or given her some responsibility is actually a better way to put it, that still creates a large instability in the North. And then you have these different factions, of course, that would want to, you know, maybe assert themselves. And so we may see the Stalinist regime become even more reclusive and even more hardline in the near term.
Now, the president announced yesterday that there was going to be a new transition treatment for patients that have COVID-19, which is something that I've been part of an experimental program dealing with this for going on about 5 months now, where they found out that I apparently had this last year. I had the antibodies in my system, and I think I can almost name when it happened, but nobody knew what it was back then. And, of course, I was in pretty good shape at the time, so I was lucky that it only affected me for 3 or 4 days, and then I bounced right back. And you know when that happened, because basically you were my voice on the radio.
That's right.
But the other thing is that I've since developed some very strong antibodies, so I've been giving blood once a month, and they check me every couple of weeks to make sure that I'm still negative, which I am. And they take a unit of my blood, and they make it into 5 different plasma treatments for five different people. And there's a whole bunch of people, not just me, that have been doing that for a while. And now the president has approved that plasma treatment. The FDA has approved it, the president by emergency order, but the FDA has approved it, and it's about time.
Well, absolutely. That's right. So what the Sunday emergency authorization of convalescent plasma use means is that these are people who are in the hospital being treated for COVID-19, basically. And what it's hoped to do, as I think we've even seen some pretty good evidence so far, what it does in the concept of convalescent plasma, and this goes way, way back, Captain. This goes back over a long, long, long time, 100 years or more of this practice. What it does is it separates the, as you were talking about, the things, the plasma from the blood and so forth, but it helps to reduce the severity of the disease. And simply by doing that, one would think if that's possible, if that is reasonable to believe, then what that may do is it may make sure that some people, very vulnerable people, might be even kept off some of these ventilators. They might be kept off or miss the most horrible parts to them personally, based on their health structure, basically, that they would actually get better faster. That's the whole point here.
And the other thing is this has a 45% positive test of so far results of getting the job done, number one, making the patient's transition out of the COVID-19 state. But the other thing is the Chris Wallace program, Fox News Sunday, he was interviewing the senator from Delaware, I forget his name, but interviewing the senator from Delaware, and he let the slip through. He let the senator from Delaware slip through and say, well, the president's had all kinds of statements that haven't been true about COVID-19, like, for example, hydroxychloroquine did anything to help when it was proven it didn't. Well, that's not true. Hydroxychloroquine does work when used with the zinc compound in there. It's worked successfully in a whole bunch of cases, and for them to keep saying that, and people like Chris Wallace letting them get away with it, they don't know their job now, do they?
Well, no, and we even heard this at the Democrat convention through Bloomberg, as I think he described what he was apparently alluding to hydroxychloroquine, calling it quackery, basically. But, of course, it's not quackery. When we started this whole pandemic lockdown and so forth, we heard stories from doctors who were using this, as you mentioned, with zinc. And so I think, of course, there's a politicalization of all this going on, but hydroxychloroquine and zinc or may work in this section but not that stage. We have to get all the information, and we can't suppress it.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, and hold on, Kyle, and as I mentioned that, all of a sudden the senator from Delaware pops up on the television screen I'm looking at. Wonderful. All right, I'll get his name and we'll come back here, because that was something that Wallace let him slip that one through there. Never should have happened. He should have challenged him right away, because the guy lied. These people, all they're doing is lying. My God, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A riot outside a Portland Police Department station house injured officers, damaged patrol cars, and led to at least 9 arrests. Smoke filled the air outside the North Portland precinct as protesters clashed with cops seeking to clear out the area, a scene reminiscent of others that have taken place over the last 80 days in the city. Police say that over 3 hours, individuals in a crowd of 150-plus people pelted police vehicles with softball-sized rocks, glass bottles, golf balls, ball bearings, metal railroad spikes, and plastic eggs filled with paint. Also in Portland, protesters clashed with federal agents outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. People in that group of over 100 spray-painted the building with graffiti, hurled more rocks and bottles at the agents, and shined laser lights into their eyes. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, Geico Insurance Company. And I'll tell you what, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And yes, they save me money, but there's a way I go about doing it that saves me even more money than the average roller bear. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your car, the truck you're driving. But here's where you save the money. You bundle it with your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance policy, and boom, you get a discount. How about them apples? And it lowers your policy even below the rate that's already low to begin with. Now, GEICO rolled back their policy rates 15% because of the COVID epidemic, so you can also take advantage of that. But to find out more, go to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. While you're there, type in your zip code. You can actually get a quote on your insurance right there off the website, or they will give you the name and phone number and all that of your local agent that you can go talk to, or they will come talk to you, whatever the situation is with your COVID situation. But it all starts by going to the website, GEICO, GEICO.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity reported that the FBI committed premeditated fraud in the Russia probe. He said evidence is overwhelming. Meantime, Durham interviewed Brennan on Friday. His PIO, Public Information Officer, released information that said that, well, Mr. Brennan is not a target. That's what the aide claimed. But I got a little problem with that, and that is the fact that Durham's people aren't leaking anything, are they?
No, it's a pretty tight ship, that's for sure.
Now, here's how we also know this, because after, you know, this aide came out and said what he said, well, wouldn't you know, the ex-FBI boss James Comey came out and said, I can't imagine that I'm a target of Durham's probe of the Russia investigation. Really? Really? He's probably the number one candidate after Brennan.
Well, perhaps so. And as I recall, Captain, wasn't James Comey the one who started these leaks all together in terms of...
That's what he said.
Yeah, to trigger the special prosecutor by leaking it to the New York Times, basically, to his friend or the professor who would then give it to somebody else, that kind of thing. And, you know, so again, what Sean Hannity's talking about is that all this stuff with the Steele dossier was pretty much debunked pretty early on, and there are a lot of people who are involved in this, basically, who knew that, but they still wanted to cobble all this together as a basically, from what we can tell, a fraudulent investigation.
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham was vocal yesterday in what he had to say on one of the Sunday shows, and it's something we all knew. He said that the declassified FBI documents showed a double standard for the Clinton and Trump campaigns. We all knew that. I mean, he didn't have to tell us that, but does that mean he's going to do something about it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, it looks like they did brief the Clinton campaign on the Crossfire Hurricane
thing. Yes, they did. They knew about it before the Trump people did.
Exactly. And then also, I think Lindsey Graham was talking about some other foreign power or something that was trying to essentially help the Clinton campaign, but that didn't seem to go anywhere, it looks like, in terms of investigation. But if you go tell the other campaign, the Clinton campaign, about Crossfire Hurricane, but then just go spy on the Trump campaign, I mean, yeah, there's pretty good double standard going on. Absolutely.
Now, the Republican National Convention is about ready to start in Charlotte. There'll be a whole bunch of meetings and things going on today, different committees and whatnot. President Trump is going to be addressing the Republican National Convention every night, we found out. That's going to be kind of neat.
Well, it is. It's unconventional, to be sure, but this president is far from conventional. And also, Captain, you know, remember, he's got to work, you know, twice as hard, basically, to get his message out because he's dealing with the mainstream media. He's going to be visible, of course, you know, by doing that. I think he's, by comparison to Biden, he's going to appear very vigorous. And then also, he's going to be on target with what he's going to be about in the next 4 years, building on what he's done in the first 4 years and, of course, recovering now from COVID-19. But Biden's been phoning this thing in. I think people are going to see a big contrast.
Yeah, and then I got to get my little standby ready here because I'm going to play a little sound effect with this one. Are you ready for this next story?
Okay.
Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer announced an investigation into the United States Postal Service policy changes. All right, Laughing Man loved it.
Yeah, that's the Laughing Man.
What a joke. Oh, we're going to investigate the United States Postal Service policy changes and find out why changes had to be made to begin with.
Well, I'll tell you this, Captain. You know, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, his cohort, basically.
Jackasses, both of them. Jackasses, yeah. In the true sense of the word, because that's what represents their party.
Well, sure. Well, you know, and of course, basically, what they're doing is they're ignoring the need for the real aid, basically, that the American people need, in terms of the next stimulus. Mm-hmm. And they're just going on, and they continue to create, basically, the next fake controversy. But this time it's just about the Postal Service. It's just another one of their big, you know, things that they try to throw up against the wall to see if it sticks.
Yeah, now I want you to get ready for another shock. You ready?
Okay.
Joe Biden, the man that's being tested all the time for everything there is, anywhere there is, anyhow, you can do it, came out yesterday, and a spokesman said he hasn't been tested for anything at all. All righty, Laughing Man loved that one, too.
Well, if you ask Joe
Biden... Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, if you ask Joe Biden about that, he might give you one of his, come on, man, you know, one of those things.
How many times did you hear him saying to you, I've been tested for everything, everything they can tell, I'm tested every day, and he's never been given a test for COVID, not once.
Don't you think that's just a little bit irresponsible since he's the candidate for president?
Again, to you Democrats that are out there, that is a blatant, outright lie. How do you feel about that? Our President Donald Trump has been tested. We all know about it because the press inquired about it. They got the answers back. And Joe Biden has to lie about, well, I'm being tested all the time. What a lying sack of you-know-what.
Well, you know, Captain, somebody asked me earlier, why does Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, or Kamala, I should say, Harris, Well, why do they have to stand so far apart to be interviewed?
All right.
Wouldn't it be okay for them to be next to one another? Now
hold,
we're
hold the fort. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Captain. This is Jim calling from Tampa.
Do you like the Laughing Man?
Yeah. You and Kyle are doing another one of your great shows. I just... What a comment on the fact that apparently the Democrats, Chucky and Nancy, will try and get reelected, and they will not spare any American job, any American nickel, any American health, any American child's education. They are willing to give it all up to get reelected.
You're right.
Which just goes to show what these people's mentality really is.
Yep.
They're willing to sacrifice the racial harmony of the country.
Yep.
They're willing to sacrifice this nation's history and its constitution just for them to get elected. They're willing to throw it all under the bus.
You're right.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, thank you. And he's absolutely right, Kyle.
Well, he's right. Yeah, Jim is absolutely right, and I would take it even a step further. It's about being real. It's about being elected, getting power, but then it's also because they have a radically different agenda for the place of the United States in the world than, you know, everybody else that the GOP does. And they want to be much more into this global thing. They want to offload the jobs just like it's been happening over many, many years. And it's completely antithetical to President Trump's America First idea.
They have gone out full bore, full left turn to try to appease once and for all the people that they think are the future of their party. And I'm telling you right now, they are about to destroy their own party come November because... We're going to tell you right after the Truckers Highway and Bible report about a little report that came out from a college professor that was 99.9% correct in his predictions in 2016. He's back again with another prediction. Wait till you hear what he had to say. And, Kyle, I can't wait to tell everybody. How about you?
Oh, me too. Absolutely.
Oh, this is a big deal, folks. And I'll tell you what, he's not the only one. He's not the only one. I've got other evidence that what he says is absolutely true. But when we come back from this break, which is coming up here in just about, here comes the music, just about like right now, we got a lot of stuff we got to tell you about. There is some weather in the continental states, United States, but we've got this terrible mess headed into the Gulf of Mexico that's going to affect the panhandle of Florida to a degree, Alabama, South Alabama to a degree, most of Mississippi, most of Louisiana, and part of Texas. So you got to pay attention when we come back. I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And if you're a member of the Driver's Club and you got one of those nice thermal mugs, too, guess what? It could be a cold drink or a cup of coffee, whatever works for you. Meantime, here we go.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Eastbound in town, load up a truck, and Jerry Reed, and of course, big old Fred laying in the front seat, looking like he owns the truck, and as a matter of fact, he does. All right, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into this. The big story weather-wise for the truckers, of course, Hurricane Marco, Tropical Storm Laura, I-10 is not going to be the place to be after late tonight through Tuesday, into Wednesday night, probably into Thursday, from Houston all the way over to Mobile, Alabama. I would avoid I-10 like the plague. I'd get up on I-20, I'd get up on I-40, angle down off either one of those roads to come down, but I would not stay down below east of Houston, Texas on I-10 for at least 2 to 3 days, starting with late tonight. Now, Hurricane Marco will bring strong winds, life-threatening storm surge, heavy rainfall, and a tornado threat along portions of the Gulf Coast beginning on Monday. Hurricane storm surge, tropical storm watches and warnings have been issued. Right now it is a tropical storm. However, it may go back to hurricane status, a Category 1 hurricane. In the meantime, right behind it, Laura, which is going to be the big storm. It's going to be much larger in circumference and possibly a Category 2 when it comes ashore, somewhere from New Orleans over to Houston. Tropical storm conditions and an isolated tornado threat are also possible over the middle and lower Florida Keys today as the storm starts to move away from Cuba into the Gulf. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, California is at a high risk of some more dry lightning strikes as remnants of Hurricane Genevieve's moisture and cloud cover pass over the state. Could have some isolated thunderstorms in certain areas, but they expect that more fires could be started as a result of that dry lightning. And we'll have more on the fires here in just a moment. In Arizona, however, we're looking at a flood advisory there that may be trailing off, basically, as the thunderstorms there move on into southern Utah. This would be in the Kingman area along I-40. And, of course, in the Phoenix area, we're still looking at, I believe, 115 degrees and that in that area, 109, 115 or so, which also now brings us into the Las Vegas area, which also could have temps going up to about 115 degrees as well. And, of course, fire weather watches all throughout the southern part of Arizona, air quality alert around Phoenix, excessive heat warning in the Las Vegas area. Traveling over into California, we still have a lot of smoke and air quality alerts as we travel up through the Central Valley. As we get into Nevada and the Reno-Carson City area, we also have thunderstorms. So if you're traveling up 395, you may encounter some of those. Also, strong winds in the northeast part of California and the Tahoe Basin there along the border. And as we travel up into the area of Idaho, we've also got dense smoke advisories because of the California wildfires, all along I-84, also along I-15 as well, in the Boise area, the Pocatello and Idaho Falls area. This is going to take you all the way up basically to about Butte, Montana on I-15 with some of that smoke advisory. Now, in California, the fires, Captain, we have a sixth person that reported died in the fires, a 70-year-old man in Santa Cruz. Very, very sad. There has been some progress made over the weekend, but the conditions could still spell that there's going to be some trouble for these fires. The winds aren't helping. Some people are refusing to leave, and there are also some reports of looting. Now, in a couple of these biggest fires, the LMU Lightning Complex, this is going to be about east of the 5 Freeway up east of the Sacramento Valley. That's burned 347,000 acres, about 21% contained. And the SCU Lightning Complex, this is down west or so of San Jose, east of the 5, basically, about 343,000 acres, 10% contained. Those are two of the biggest fires burning in California right now.
All righty, now let's go over to the central part of New Mexico. We've got some poor air quality alerts there. A lot of Colorado tonight, poor air quality. Western part of Kansas, poor air quality. Again, a lot of this is smoke. Going up into the central part of Wisconsin tonight, we've got a dense fog advisory from Madison straight north. And then if you're up on 94 and you're going into Minnesota, You're going to have some dense fog going across the river and up along the river and up along the northern peninsula of Michigan tonight, but dense fog up in that area. Over on the east coast, I'm going to drop down to Florida. We have a high heat advisory today for my area of Florida, all the way from Fort Myers all the way up to Big Bend. Temperatures will be in the middle to upper 90s. Heat factors will be 105 to 110. This is all in preference or in relationship to the storms that are coming into the Gulf with the very warm water out there. Got a tropical storm and hurricane warning up from Key West, Florida to Marathon, Florida right now with gale advisories from about Fort Myers south all the way down into where the hurricane and the tropical storm advisory starts on both sides of the coast of Florida, I might add, east coast and west coast and south Florida, south of Lake Okeechobee, going down around Miami and West Palm Beach and whatnot. But getting out into the Gulf, Kyle, here we go again. We have got a large area from the Alabama Mississippi line straight across I-10, flash flood watches, flood warnings, surge warnings, tornado watches and warnings all the way across Louisiana, over into Mississippi, not quite touching Texas at the present time because the storm hasn't quite gone in that far. We've got gale warnings in the panhandle of Florida for water and waves. And very rough conditions are telling everybody in the boat, don't go out in the Gulf today, which I get it. I understand it. It's going to be very rough. Even over here where I'm at, we're going to have winds later this afternoon developing 25, 30 miles an hour gusts. But as the storm moves away, it moves away. However, then we've got Laura.
That's exactly right, Captain. And Laura is going to be coming in. And according to some of these tracks, it looks like it could come in along the Louisiana coastline over into Texas, but then make a right turn, basically, and head on up.
Towards Memphis.
Exactly right, yes.
Mm-hmm. But all that rain. And this is going to be a big rain producer. Folks, between the two storms that are coming, you're looking at a minimum of 12 inches of rain and could be a lot more, especially if either one of those storms slow down and just rain and rain and rain.
And we've seen that happen.
Many times.
As well. That's
especially
exactly right.
Over in Louisiana towards Houston, right?
Exactly. That was one of the big devastating things in the Houston hurricane just recently. It just spun over Houston for a long time.
All right. Now, we've talked a lot about the weather, so we haven't got a lot of time to talk about the other thing you're sitting on. But we'll do that when we come back. Kyle has got something he's going to tell you about when we come back. And just tease it a little bit, Kyle.
Well, Captain, this is a modeler, a political scientist who has modeled presidential elections for a very long time now, and even goes back and is able to check this model against previous presidential elections, and 25 of the last 27 he's able to correctly line up with. And he predicted a big win for Donald Trump.
And we'll get into
we'll find out more, yeah.
We'll get into all that when we come back. Here comes the music in my ear. But I've also got a couple of other polls that came out that absolutely blow the Democrats right out of the water. And one of them is a CBS poll. It's a Democratic poll. Even the Democrats aren't voting for Joe Biden.
They know.
They know. You don't put a 78-year-old man in office.
Well, I think I can be around for two terms.
No, you can't, Joe. No, you can't. Your dementia won't even get you through the first one. I'll bet the farm on it. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.